Commentator and business consultant Mark Porter Zasada has this story about CEOs and others in the hierarchy of big business.
Our corporate strategy meetings always begin bright and early, when a dozen of us senior execs gather in the conference room with the big view of Manhattan. The CEO, handsome and fit, always walks in last, carrying nothing but his trademark folder of press clippings, ready to toss out on the table at dramatic moments. On the agenda today, broad statements and relentless optimism. I'm ready with my slideshow. Animated arrows demonstrate technical convergence, market leverage, pairing of opportunities, marginalizing of costs. But, like the others, I ignore the fact that 6 months ago my charts were entirely different. The last predicted convergence did not occur. The market leverage never materialized. Costs grew, opportunities were left, well, unpursued. If the firm has prospered, and it has, all of us carefully ignore the role played by hard work and dumb luck in our success. No, it must have been global strategy that fed the piggy bank. I pause and the CEO pulls out a clipping. You know, guys, when your market matures, it's time to rethink infrastructure. I assume someone in this room is talking to Malaysia. He's put his finger on a trend and he's readjusting our strategy. He does this so well, with timing so precise, that he more than justifies his title. It's exhilarating. I can feel the wind in my face. Soon, we too will move production overseas. What the CEO does not know is that we were profitable last quarter only because of Roberto Martinez, third cubicle from the fire exit in the Chicago office, who worked until midnight one Tuesday in April. That night, Roberto sweated to fix 3 serious bugs in our software, and he single-handedly prevented the loss of a key customer. And Roberto only worked late because his wife was out of town, visiting her mother in Orlando. No graph of market forces could have anticipated that one. We would have needed not a strategy conference, but a prayer meeting. You know, in the right light, you can see the whole fate of our company perched precariously not on trends analysis or tough executive decisions, but simply on the efforts, personality, and good fortunes of Roberto Martinez. Rather dull, bit of a clown, but a hard worker. When he's laid off in that move to Malaysia, a whole set of dominoes might start to fall. Back in the conference room, I keep my mouth shut about Roberto. You know, during the boom years, lots of books appeared about the genius of our CEOs. In the new century, as the CEO myth dissipates, a bestseller may be written about Roberto Martinez, but I doubt it. No, don't head for the bookstore anytime soon to look for that new management blockbuster entitled Betting the Shop on Hard Work and Dumb Luck.
Mark Porter Zasada is based in Los Angeles.